Jeff is off today. Tom Withers, outstanding job. I think we this may have been an award-winning show. I just don't know what the award was. That's the problem. We had a chance to talk to Tim May at 1 o'clock from Letterman Row. Richard Deitch at 11:40. He joined us then. We had a chance to talk to him about what's going on with the media, ESPN expanding their reach and all the things that they're able to do. So that was an interesting, go back and listen. That was an interesting conversation. Go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app. And I also want to remind you to get the latest from Browns training camp and preseason right now on the YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan, the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. So Daryl was with us yesterday. Outstanding job, Daryl. Daryl works extremely hard. So make sure you go in there and listen to him as a guy that did a podcast with him for years. And we'll still do post-game wraps throughout the season too. So make sure you're checking out the app to see that. You having fun yet? Just want to make sure you're having fun.
Yeah.
That's I'm here to make sure you have fun. I'm
dude,
a clown.
Dude, I love this. It's great.
It's fun. We are going to do quick predicts. Have you ever experienced quick predicts
before? Can we talk Buckeye football for 1 second?
Yeah, let me just do this really quick.
Okay.
Quick predicts coming up at 1:40. 1:40 quick predicts.
Oh, gotcha.
216-474-0092. That's at 1:40. What you'll do is you'll tell us the score of tomorrow's game against the Rams, and then you will give us Monday morning's headline. And then we will go on. We'll keep score. We'll see how close that comes to reality. We'll do also do two keys and a lock here in a moment. Let's recap Ohio State, though.
Yeah. So, Ryan Day, the pressure's different this year, isn't it?
It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, isn't it? Like, the expectation is what it is because
last
it's Ohio
year
State.
Last year was weird.
Yeah. I still feel like had they not lost the Michigan game, they don't win the national title. I know that sounds weird, but I think it really galvanized that group because they knew how talented they were. And I still wonder whether or not Will Howard was concussed in the second half of that game because things were not operating the way they should have. You know, there's been very few Ohio State openers that have gotten this much hype, right? I remember they opened against Notre Dame a couple of years ago when they were both ranked, and I think in the top five.
You remember when they opened against Miami in New York? It was like a week zero game.
That kickoff classic.
That was Cooper's last year, I think.
It was. I want to say, yeah.
That was
2010, 2012, somewhere in there.
No. It was before that. It was in the 90s.
That? Oh, my
God. Yeah, Cooper's still there.
Cooper, you said. Yeah, I was thinking Trestle because they opened up with Miami also.
Oh, maybe that was. Yeah. There was another game, though, that was like that.
But you got to go a long way back. You know, and here's how old I am. I can remember the 78 opener, which was Art Schleister's first game.
Okay.
I think they were ranked third, and Penn State was 5, and Schleister threw 5 picks in the season that eventually ended with Woody Hayes' firing after the Gator Bowl. So for some reason, I still remember that one very well.
It sticks out. It makes sense.
Because typically, as you know, though, that opener is usually, you know, not a cupcake game, but it's typically not against the number one team in the country.
So you talk about the chip on the shoulder you have against Michigan. I kind of like the chip on the shoulder this team should have, because everyone thinks Penn State is going to win the Big Ten.
Well, that and everybody felt like Texas, had they not had the turnover that Sawyer turns into the scoop and score, Sawyer,
right.
You know, had them dead to rights, which they could have tied the game there and there was still plenty of time left or whatever. And that was in the minds of many people, the national championship game as it was anyway.
I still go back and look last year, and I think you're 100% right. If they don't lose to Michigan, I don't think they win the national championship.
I also think the
game against Tennessee would have been tighter, too.
Yeah, and that was it was not a tight game. I mean,
it was a weird game.
It was a weird game.
Yeah, and so, but when I look at that game, I think back, okay, you had a playoff game at Ohio Stadium.
At night.
With a little cold.
35,000 Tennessee fans there, because remember, the Ohio State was out of...
And Ohio State was getting booed.
Well, and the kids weren't in school, so
no, you know,
that affected it. It was a different kind of night.
Like, I don't ever remember any game ever like that in Ohio State history.
It was just
where the Buckeyes, like, normally people, like, no one, I don't know that I've ever heard the team get booed at home.
It was a weird feeling going into that game. But then, obviously, the early touchdown to Smith kind of got everything on the right track.
Do you like the thought of having playoff games at home? I love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Give me more.
Yeah. How far before the death of the bowl game?
It's done now.
Other than the big ones at the end, right?
Yeah.
But I still like the bowl game for those teams that
aren't
going.
Bowl. But, yeah, the, yeah.
you're not getting rid of the Bulls.
Right?
I know. That's why I think this is the hard problem they're having.
Not getting rid of the Pop-Tart Bowl. You're not getting rid of the Alamo Bowl. You're not getting rid of the Bahamas Bowl. You're not getting rid of the Potato Bowl. Yeah. You're not getting rid of them. There's too much money. There's too much backslapping. There's too much yacht membership or country club memberships and yacht rides that are involved. You will never get rid of the Bulls. Not to mention now, thanks to gambling, you definitely will never get rid of the Bulls.
No, and we're talking about the Bulls that are not part of the playoffs. That's what I'm talking
correct.
About.
But but I mean, you'll always have the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl and the Peach Bowl and all that good stuff. But yeah, you will not get rid of the Duke's Mayo Bowl. You're not going to get rid of any of those because there's just too much.
Would you see Hawaii's building a new stadium? I don't know if you caught that.
No.
I'd be the happiest loser on earth to go to Hawaii Bowl, right? Oh, you didn't win 500. You weren't 500. That's okay. Come to Hawaii.
You know, we didn't talk defense at all with Tim either. No. And, you know, Jim Knowles leaving, you know, much like with Chip Kelly going and Harlan taking over. You know, Knowles leaving. Now Matt Patricia comes in. Wonder how that.
Yeah, that seems like
affect that Buckeye defense.
I heard an interview with him. It sounded great. Like it sounded like the transition.
Sounds like a good spot for him as well, right?
You know, Urban was on with the morning show earlier this week too. I thought Urban made a really good point about the players and how they were able to rebound last year with Ryan, and that, you know, he never really had a whole lot of juniors and seniors on his teams because, as I said to you before, there's 75 guys in the NFL that are
half of them left a year with a year early. Yeah.
And so to hear Urban talk about that he was, you know, able to do this with young players the whole time was super interesting.
I agree. I think it's going to be fascinating over the next couple of years, Andy, with the way NIL has changed the game, that some of these kids that would be thinking about going after their junior year are going to hang around now. Why not?
If you were Arch Manning, would you come out next year? I know Arch said, hey, I don't listen to my grandpa, but
give him another year to develop. I guarantee you he's probably making $5 to $10 million as it is.
I mean, did Will Howard extend his career by just going to Ohio State for 1 year? I know he didn't get drafted high, and I wish he wasn't hurt. I really liked the way he played through the whole season last year. And
I did too. I love the kid.
I wanted the Browns to take him. I'm not going to lie. The kid's a winner. Even when he lost, he learned. You know, when they lost to Oregon earlier in the year, I was like, you listen to
I
that.
I still don't know why they didn't review that last play. I still think he got down with a second to go. They kicked the game-winning field goal. Who knows?
Spoken like an alum. No, I'm just kidding.
What are you going to do? I'm a homer.
I don't. I would have liked to have seen a replay, too. But
that was weird.
When it was all said and done,
he was terrific.
They were better off. I hate to say it. Losing that game didn't kill them.
No.
It didn't hurt him, and it gave them a reason to make everybody go, you know what? We know we lost to Oregon before, but we can do this now. We know we can get this done.
And then they got up 34-0 on them in the second quarter in the Rose Bowl. That was insane. Can't wait for college football. I love college football. I like college football. I like it better than the NFL. I know I'm probably in the minority in this town, but it's the way I was raised.
Oh, okay. Will.
Oh, would you stop? I can't stand you.
Well, I'm just getting
all right,
ready
let's,
for
let's, Anthony, you ready? Are you back there?
I'm ready to go. What's
up? All right. We're going to do two keys and a lock. We're going to fly through this, okay? By the way, I want to remind you, quick predicts coming up next segment, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. If it rings, just wait a couple seconds. We'll get to you. We'll get you back up on the line. All right, let's do this.
Oh, Will.
Time now for two keys and a lock. Yep, we're getting ready for the regular season. This is our preseason version of two keys and a lock, and we're talking about the Browns that you'll be able to listen to right here on the Browns Radio Network, 92.3 The Fan, taking on the Rams. Let's start with key number one, Dan Menigan.
Key number one for the Browns, I want to see the first team offense drive down the field at least twice and find points. I don't care if maybe you decide to settle for a field goal, but you are at the backups of the Rams. Two drives down the field, first team offense, look good. That's key number one.
Anthony.
Key number one, get out of the game healthy. Take dives before hits. Go alligator arms on hospital ball passes. Whatever you need to do to make sure that you're healthy by 4 p.m.
Tom, you ready? Dive in the pool. What do you got?
Stole my thunder. Health was all about it. I like to see
all of us at it.
Yeah. I like to see Joe Flacco go out there. Get out of there healthy. Complete a couple passes, especially a couple to Jerry Jeudy and a couple to Isaiah Bond.
Oh, that'll be good, too. Yeah, I'd like that. All right, stay healthy has to be key number one for this team tomorrow. And I can't even say anything more. Let's turn the page. Ready for this? Here we go. Key number two. Tommy, you want to go first? I'll give it to you so no one steals your thunder.
Key number two. get something out of this running back position.
Ooh.
We don't know exactly how that's all going to shake out. It's going to be interesting to see who actually gets the reps, who gets the majority of them or not. But somebody has got to emerge as RB1. I'm interested to see who that's going to be.
Anthony.
I'm stole my thunder, so I'm going to say get something out of the wide receiver room. I need to see somebody step up, whether it's Deontay Johnson, Isaiah Bond, somebody that I can trust for that wide receiver 2, 3, 4 spot.
Dan Menigan.
I'd like to see a cornerback step up. That's where I'm looking next, because after the injury to Martin Emerson, that room is a little more murky than you'd like it to be.
Denzel Ward banged up as well.
Key number 2 for me, I want that first team offense out there, driving down the field, scoring a touchdown, keeping the critics silent, and getting off the field. I know you guys talked a little bit about this in your key number 1. Mine is clear and simple. Joe Flacco should be able to walk this team down the field on the very first drive, especially if they do what they, and I don't know if they've been doing this at practice this week, but if there's one thing Kevin Stefanski, I think, has done really well since he got here, it's scripting the first couple plays of the game. And I'm assuming...
Nobody better.
Yeah, I don't know that they would do this for a game, especially against the Rams. But stick to the script, get in the end zone, and get out. That's what I want to see as my key number 2. Give me a lock, baby. Dan, go first. What's your lock?
Lock, the first team offense scores at 1 touchdown in this game, throws their hands up in the air and goes, "We are done here."
Good enough. Tom, lock.
We will be arguing about the 3rd and 4th string quarterbacks on Monday.
You mean until the end of time?
That too.
That's true. Anthony.
Well, my lock, because Tom just said it, is Dylan Gabriel gets the least standing ovation. Shador gets the bigger one, but Dylan Gabriel then outperforms Shador Sanders.
Ooh. All right, my lock, and why not? I'm saying Harold Fannin Jr. in honor of all those kids driving to Bowling Green and all those parents dropping off their kids at Bowling Green. I think it was yesterday. He will be in the end zone. Harold Fannin Jr.
With the football?
With the football. Okay. Ah.
Maxine.
See, I could have walked in here Monday and said, I saw him in the end zone. They just didn't throw him the ball.
There you go.
So I'm calling Fannin touchdown for tomorrow. That is 2 keys in a lock. Now it's your turn, my friends. Your turn. You are going to chime in with us, and you are going to give us our quick predicts. And what you will do is you will tell us the score of the game coming up, right, tomorrow, between the Rams and the Browns, the Battle of Old Cleveland, right?
Okay.
Remember, they stole our team. They didn't really steal. Yeah. The Browns came into existence. But it'll be you give us the score of the game and then give us the headline, and you know how to do it. It's quick predicts. 216-474-0092.